Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
Thank God for giving us this country.
God bless America.
Please stand and face the cross.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoyleton, Illinois, and welcome to those of you watching this at home. Today is a really special day. We got a lot to celebrate, a lot to thank God for today. First, it is the day of Pentecost. So today we are remembering that the Holy Spirit came to the church to give us his amazing gifts. But we're also, in our country this weekend, we are recognizing Memorial Day. We're giving thanks to God for this country and for those who have paid the sacrifice in order to win us our freedom. But also, in the back of our minds, and maybe at the forefront of some of our minds, we are celebrating graduation day for our eighth graders who will be moving on to bigger and better things after today, but who will be receiving their diplomas. We give thanks for these young men and women who are up here in the front pew, and for the support of all of you who have been with them all these years, supporting them with prayer and otherwise. For our worship today, as we celebrate all of those things, we're going to be following Divine Service Setting 3. And if you want to open your hymnal to page 184, that's where our liturgy will begin. We begin, as always, with our invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn now to the inside cover of the bulletin, where you will find the words of the introit. We will speak these words responsively. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom have you made them all.
The earth is full of your creatures.
These all look to you. When you give it to them, they gather it up.
When you open your hand, they are filled with goodness.
When you send forth your spirit, they are created. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful. For our hymn of praise on this Memorial Day weekend, we now turn to hymn number 965, God Bless Our Native Land. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together the Collect of the Day, which is also printed on the inside cover of your bulletin. We pray together. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. The Old Testament reading, which is appointed for the day of Pentecost, is from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, beginning with verse 24. Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not continue doing it. Now two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, the son of Nun, the assistant of Moses from his youth, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit on them." And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
He is my light, my strength, my song. This morning
Our second reading today comes to us from the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words, for these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 7th chapter. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the gospel of the Lord. Now, having heard the word of God, we join together in speaking the words of our common Christian faith, and this morning we will use the words of the Apostles' Creed. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, congregation may be seated. we join together in singing our sermon hymn number 496, Holy Spirit, Light Divine. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon today is going to come from both the Pentecost reading that we heard from Acts chapter 2, but also connecting that to the Old Testament reading here in Numbers chapter 11, going back to the days of Moses and the Israelites in the wilderness, and remembering this amazing moment where the Holy Spirit is poured out upon 70 elders of Israel, seeing as they start to prophesy in that moment, and this really interesting thing that takes place with Eldad and Medad, who are prophesying in the camp. What we learn from this passage is that the Word of God, which is brought to us by the Holy Spirit, is not intended to be contained in just one location or just with one person, but as we learn on Pentecost, the word goes out. It's intended to go out of the bubbles of our lives and out to the ends of the earth. This is our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially dear members of the Trinity Lutheran School graduating class of 2023, you guys made it. You're here. You did it. You got all of your work done, or maybe enough of it done, right? You got your report cards, you passed, you made it here, you're ready to receive your diplomas and leave this place behind and go to bigger and better things in your life, right? We got so much to celebrate today. I've got just the thing to help me do that. I brought bubbles. Never too old for bubbles, right? Let's celebrate. Woo! Woo! Yes! There we go. Yes. Just had to get that out of my system. Now we can actually start the sermon. See, the thing about bubbles, they're fun. But they're only fun for like 2 or 3 seconds, right? Maybe 5 or 10 seconds if you get the really good bubble stuff. But then they pop. And then it's over. And I'm guessing that at least some of you who are gathered here today because you are connected to one of these individuals up here in the front, you might be thinking that bubbles would make a really good analogy or description of how we feel about what's going on today, or how we feel about childhood in general, right? That you basically have lots of fun as a kid, and then all of a sudden, things change. And all of a sudden, we're here, and you're graduating, and some of you might be thinking, how did we get here so fast? How did that bubble of grade school pop so quickly? And now these loved ones of ours are about to receive their diplomas. Time passes by us like bubbles. Grade school years are full of really fun things, but then all of a sudden the bubble pops and it's time to grow up, and now it's time to start transitioning into new things, right? Into young adulthood, into this moment where the bubbles aren't the thing that's going to be so fun anymore. It's like St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. It's kind of where you guys are right now. But bubbles do a whole lot more than just pop. Sometimes we think about bubbles as being something that can help to protect us. This has actually been part of our collective thinking about bubbles ever since bubble wrap was first invented back in 1960. All of a sudden, we're wrapping precious items in bubbles to protect them when we nudge them or they fall down or we want to ship something that's going to be kind of fragile. About 50 years ago, there was a story in the news that ended up making its way into the plot of a movie about a boy who had to live in a bubble because he was born without an immune system. And he needed to be in a germ-free environment, so they created one for him, which was essentially like having to live in a big, giant plastic bubble. And so pretty much ever since then, for the last several decades, when we think about bubbles, we're not just thinking about those things that appear for a couple seconds in soapy water, but we think about bubbles as being something that can actually protect us from harm. And so here's the thing, you guys. The eight of you today are officially going to be leaving this protective bubble that you've been in, this bubble that we call Trinity Lutheran School here in Hoyleton, Illinois. Some of you have been in the bubble with us for a long time, like maybe like literally as long as you can remember. You've been in the bubble. And a couple of you just joined us in the bubble this year. But however long you've been in the bubble, either way, at this point, it's time to leave. It's time to go out. It's time to go experience other things. And to take this foundation that's been laid for you here, right, and all of your talents that you've developed here and the knowledge that you've gained here, and especially the faith that you have in Christ, which has grown here, and to take those things into new experiences and build upon that foundation. And what you're going to find out, just take it from me and from other people here who have been out of the bubble for a long time, is that those experiences are going to feel less and less safe as you go. I think the fact that this is also Memorial Day weekend is a good reminder of that. I mean, this is a weekend when we are reminded that the world is full of danger and evil. We give thanks to God that He has spared us from much of that because we live in this country where we are free. And it's thanks to the sacrifice of a lot of men and women who have died over the years to make that possible for us. But the fact is, it's scary out there. And I don't mean to just sound really dramatic. And maybe what you're thinking is, you know, when you go to high school, it's kind of just like you're stepping out of one bubble and into another bubble. And maybe that's true to a certain degree. But what you're going to find out over the years is that the bubble is going to feel thinner and thinner as you go. It's nothing you got to be scared of. It's nothing that you need to be worried about for your future. I mean, I know you guys. You guys are going to be just fine, right? You're going to go out into the world, and you're going to be firmly planted on the solid ground that is faith in Jesus Christ. You know that no matter what comes your way, it's all going to turn out fine. Scripture tells you that, right? All things work together for the good of those who love God. I think it's really fitting that this year graduation happened to fall the same day as the day of Pentecost. It doesn't always happen that way, but I think it's fitting this year because if you think about it, where you guys are right now, the situation that you're in, is kind of similar to the disciples and the others who were gathered together in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. I mean, essentially, the disciples, especially for 3 whole years, were like living in a protective bubble with Jesus, right? They were following his lead like sheep following a shepherd. They didn't need to worry about anything at all, and then all of a sudden, Jesus is taken away. He's arrested. He's crucified. He rises from the dead, which brings them a lot of excitement and a lot of joy, but then it's just 40 days later when he's going away again. He's ascending up into the clouds. He disappears. They don't see him anymore. In other words, that protective bubble all of a sudden popped. And it was time for them to grow up and face the world without having that extra layer of protection. But the story of Pentecost is a reminder that the Word of God, the good news of forgiveness and salvation, was never intended by God to just be contained in a bubble forever and ever. It was vitally important that the gospel would go out of the bubble, would leave the bubble, would go out to the ends of the earth, starting with all of those people who were gathered there in Jerusalem and the 3,000 souls who heard the gospel preached to them that day and came to faith in Jesus Christ. They miraculously heard this gospel being proclaimed to them in all different kinds of languages. We are getting outside of the bubble for sure at this point. And it's that preaching of the good news of God outside of the bubble, which really connects Pentecost to the theme from our Old Testament reading today. And here in Numbers chapter 11, we're going all the way back to the days of Moses, back to the days of the children of Israel wandering around the wilderness. And if you want to talk about a protective bubble, man, look at the way that God provides that protection to the Israelites as he's rescuing them from Egyptian slavery. The fact that he shows that he's present among them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. The way that he provides food and water to them every single day in the middle of the desert. The way he keeps them safe from attacks from enemy armies. They are in the bubble. But here in Numbers chapter 11, one of the interesting things that we noticed is that people were a little bit misguided about what the bubble was or where the bubble was. They thought that God's protective bubble was really all focused on just one man, Moses. That Moses was the guy who was going to make the bubble exist for them. And without Moses, there was no bubble of protection. So you see how this plays out. In this passage, we see Moses proclaiming the words of the Lord to the people. But what you don't see is just before this passage, Moses has had a really difficult conversation with the Lord in the tent of meeting, talking about how overwhelmed he is trying to bear the burden of this people all by himself. The rest of the children of Israel didn't know what was going on in those conversations that Moses was having with the Lord, but he was not wanting the whole bubble of protection to focus on him. That was way too much for him. And so God responds to that by inviting Moses to delegate, to bring in 70 elders who are going to share this burden, share all the authority and responsibility with Moses. But it's interesting because in this passage, apparently 2 out of those 70 elders, Eldad and Medad, they were a little bit late to the party. They didn't come to the tent of meeting with all the other guys. And so when the Holy Spirit then rests upon them, they're prophesying just like the others, but they're prophesying in the camp. They're way outside of the bubble. They're out among the general population, the general people, and they're just prophesying, and it's making people nervous because they're not used to anybody except Moses proclaiming the word of the Lord to them. Apparently, it makes Joshua nervous too. They're thinking that if people are starting to prophesy outside of the bubble, does that mean that maybe the bubble has popped? Does that mean that maybe the Lord's protection is not upon us anymore? It's threatening their whole world and worldview. But Moses sets them straight. Moses actually tells them this is not a bad thing at all. This is a really good thing. This is actually why the bubble exists, so that within the safety of that bubble, we can actually go then out and proclaim the words of the Lord, and that everybody, in Moses' mind, everybody could be a prophet. Here's the point, especially for you guys. What happens in the bubble doesn't have to stay in the bubble. The things that you've learned and experienced here were learned and experienced so that one day you'd leave. We always wanted you to leave the bubble. We just didn't want you to leave empty-handed. We're glad that you get to leave with the Word of God. And so it's just like Eldad and Medad. They are speaking God's Word out in the camp. It's just like those who were gathered on the day of Pentecost. They're speaking the Word of God to people from all different parts of the world. We are excited that you're going to have opportunities to speak the Word of God beyond this place, beyond 8th grade and grade school, beyond Trinity Hoyleton, that you're going to have all kinds of opportunities to share God's Word, to share the good news that was first given to you with somebody else who desperately needs to hear it, because that world that you're going out into is filled with people who really need to hear some good news. And the good news, of course, is that if and when difficult days come for us, and it seems like our bubbles are bursting and everything is getting ruined, we still have a hope that goes beyond anything that we experience in this world. The truth is, God's people are always protected, even when life takes us outside of our comfort zones, takes us outside of our safe little bubbles. We are protected by the same Jesus who destroyed sin and death for us. We are protected by the same Jesus who promises eternal life to all who believe. The same Jesus who sent the Holy Spirit to be our helper. We are not alone, and we have absolutely nothing to worry about. And I think that is something that is worth celebrating, which is why I got my bubbles. But here on earth, the bubbles don't last very long. That's okay. Because our hope is not in this world. We are looking forward to life in God's heavenly kingdom under His protective bubble, which will never pop, which will never burst, where we will be blessed forever and ever. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. May God bless the Trinity Lutheran School class of 23. In His name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. In your bulletin, you will find a litany for graduation. It's a responsive prayer. We ask God to bless these graduates. I invite you to please stand as we pray the litany for graduation. We are gathered together to celebrate the accomplishments of our graduating students. Lord, we thank you for all that these students have achieved, and we look forward to many more achievements yet to come. One part of their life's journey is complete. They are now prepared to begin another phase that will take them to unimaginable places. As they prepare for their next journey, we pray that you will help them always to remember their faith and your many blessings to them. We ask for blessings of love and grace they journey forth into the world. We thank you for the laughter and fellowship that they have shared with us. We ask that these graduates would look back fondly on their happy memories, and that they would also continue to learn from their harder memories.
We pray that God will give them strength and determination to develop new relationships that will help to strengthen and sustain their faith.
You have called us all, Lord, to do your will and to walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
And rational decisions, always turning to you for help.
Just as Jesus commissioned the disciples to go out and spread his word in this world, commission these graduates to do the same wherever their journey will take them.
Send them forth with all love, reverence, and perseverance. May the love of Christ shine through them.
Congregation may be seated. We're going to continue our service now with the conferring of the diplomas. I'd like to invite Mr. Schaff, our school administrator, and also the school board to please join me up here.
Would the graduates please rise? Mrs. Sittemeyer and the members of the Board of Education, standing before you are members of Trinity Lutheran School graduating 8th grade class of 2023. This class has met the requirements of the National Lutheran School Accreditation Commission, the Illinois State Board of Education, the Day School Board policies of Trinity Lutheran Church, and the school faculty. I now present them to you for the awarding of their certificates of graduation. And to help me do this, the mother of Jace and Charlie Brammeyer is going to give her children the diplomas that they will be receiving. So that's why she's up here, in case you wondered. Charlie Michelle Brammeyer. Jace Ray Nathaniel Brammeyer. Cody McKay Farley. Lily Ann Hannenberger. Peyton Ann Marie Ingram. Josephine Lissetta Meyer. Seth Joshua Evan Morris. Wickham Douglas Smith. I would like the graduating class to turn around and face the congregation, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Trinity Lutheran School's graduating class of 2023. All right, thank you guys. You can go ahead and have a seat. Thank you, Board of Education, our faculty and pastor, for supporting them, and all the parents and family.
And now we'll continue with a graduation hymn, number 866, Lord Jesus Christ, the Children's Friend. At this time, I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward as we worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
Just have a couple quick updates for you in our prayer list today. We first had Alan Spenner, who had a successful knee replacement this past Monday. He's doing well. We'll continue to pray for him in his recovery. And also a successful carpal tunnel procedure for Cassie Schnicker. Please stand as we go to God in prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, Heavenly Father, when you filled the disciples with the Holy Spirit, 3,000 souls were called, gathered, enlightened, and sanctified. Likewise, fill our congregation, our synod, and the whole Christian church on earth with the Holy Spirit. Renew us that the sacraments may be administered faithfully, and many more would be called by the gospel, enlightened with your gifts, sanctified and kept in the true faith. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you delivered your word through Moses and the prophets and fulfilled your word in Christ. He was planted in death for our sins and raised for our justification, and in him shall all the nations of the earth be united. Give us pastors who will preach this truth faithfully and church workers who are devoted to your service. Bless the efforts of our partners in mission and ministry, including Pastor Joel Fritchie in the Dominican Republic, and our sister congregation, Bethlehem Lutheran in Farron, and their pastor, Jonathan Jennings. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you have promised that all who drink from your living water will well up to eternal life. Help us show forth in holy lives the fruits of the Spirit and live with love toward our neighbor. We rejoice with those who are celebrating birthdays this week, including Juliana, Evan, Alvin, Adriana, Jenna, Riley, Kara, Stacy, Betty, Theodore, James, Lila, Don, and Jason. We also give you thanks once again for those who are graduating, for Charlie, Jace, Cody, Lily, Peyton, Joe, Seth, and Wickham, and also for those graduating from other area Lutheran grade schools, from Christ Our Rock Lutheran High School, and all other schools, universities, and seminaries of our synod. Bless them mightily in the years to come. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of hosts, we give thanks for those who have served our nation through military service, especially those who are currently serving, including Michael, Daniel, Brett, Jesse, Chase, Isaac, Patty, Robert, Austin, Ward, Colby, Eric, Daniel, Joyce, Tanya, Shaylin, Alex, Mark, and Jalen. And on this Memorial Day weekend, we remember with gratitude those who gave their lives for us and for the cause of freedom. Help us to honor their sacrifice by using our liberty responsibly. Bless our nation and help us to protect and increase the privileges we have for those who follow us, looking always to you from whom these gifts come. Lord, in your mercy. Light of this dark world, you have sent the Holy Spirit to your church as the comforter. Soothe the wounds of your people. According to your will, bring restoration to broken families. Heal the sick, uplift the depressed, provide for the poor, uphold the forgotten. Answer the prayers of all who call out to you for aid, especially all who are on our prayer list this day, those who are in care facilities, Thretta, Norman, Bill, Jim, Bessie, and Brian. We continue to lift before you Marla, who is hospitalized, those who are recovering from recent surgeries, especially Gail and Cassie and Alan, and all those with ongoing health needs and concerns, including Nelda, Joan, Bobby, Mary, Marvin, Amy, Becky, Patrick, Lorene, Beulah, Carolyn, Wayne, Richard, Jared, Bailey, Linda, Sam, Laverne, Samantha, and all those who are facing cancer. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Father, with your Son, Jesus Christ, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts through your word to rule and govern us according to your will. Comfort us in every temptation and misfortune, and defend us against every error, that we may continue steadfast in the faith, increase in love and good works, and firmly trusting in your grace for us by his death to obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
You may be seated. And our closing hymn today is number 922, Go My Children with My Blessing.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks once again to all of you for being here to support our graduates. Thanks especially to those of you who brought your students here to sing. We really appreciate that as well. The celebration continues over in the Activity Center. As soon as I get done talking, we're going to be heading over there, and we're going to hear a little bit more about these young men and women before us. Also, I wanted to draw your attention to there's a place in your bulletin where it shows you not only do we have our 8 graduates here from our grade school, but there are a number of our members who have also graduated from other schools, and we also have listed there those who have graduated with college and other advanced degrees. So we wanted to bring your attention to that as well, and we give thanks to God for all of those who are graduating and going outside of their individual bubbles to something new. There are a few other things I wanted to bring to your attention. This being Memorial Day weekend, tomorrow the church and school office will be closed for Memorial Day, and so just be aware of that. If you need to contact me personally for anything, please feel free to do so. Otherwise, if you need Jane or anything from the office, please wait until Tuesday for that. We'd appreciate that. Also, coming up this week will be a new women's Bible study that's being offered through the LWML Zone. So this is a zone-wide Bible study, but we're actually going to be the ones hosting it here in Hoyleton because our congregation is nice and centrally located for the ladies. They're going to be going through the Book of Ruth. It starts this coming Wednesday evening at 6:30. The blurb in your bulletin says it will go no later than 8 o'clock. That Bible study will take place over 5 weeks, so starting this week and through the month of June, and it'll be over that last Wednesday in June. Pastor Tim Miller from St. John's New Minden is the new zone pastoral counselor, so he will be here with us for the first session to give an overview of the Book of Ruth, but that will be happening in the sanctuary. So don't go, if you're planning to come to the study, don't go over to the school. That will be right here in the pews here in the sanctuary. So again, that starts this Wednesday. Coming up next Sunday, that is going to be our confirmation reunion. I know many of you received letters if you're part of a reunion class of confirmands. And so we'll be celebrating with you next Sunday, June 4th. That will be during the regular Bible study hour beginning at 8:30 in the morning. And so because of that, our regular adult Bible class will not be happening next Sunday. We're going to be starting a new study of the book of Exodus 2 weeks from today. So next week, just the confirmation reunion, and then a new Bible study starting in 2 Sundays from now. Last but certainly not least, I am being told to inform you on behalf of our chairman of our congregation, who is Gary Underfurt, and at the request of the school board, that there will be a special voters meeting to take place next Sunday. The school board has a recommendation for the new preschool teacher for next year and beyond. And so we are asking any of our voting members to please join us after the worship service next Sunday. It will be right after church, right here in the sanctuary. Are there any other announcements that I missed or forgot about? Okay, if not, I'm going to ask the class of 2023 to stand and lead me out so that everyone can congratulate you. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again next week.